In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is risen. Barnabas is described throughout the book of Acts as generous, encouraging, considerate, someone who gives second chances. And in the passage that Caitlin read for us this morning, Barnabas is described as full of the Holy Spirit, faithful, and good. He was a good man, are the exact words. Now, after St. Stephen was martyred, there arose a persecution, and many disciples were scattered from the city of Jerusalem. Barnabas ends up in the city of Antioch. And this place was interesting for Barnabas. They were a different race. They weren't Jews. They were of a different religion, at least to start. They were pagans. And their primary language was Greek instead of Aramaic. Very different people from Barnabas. And Barnabas had every reason to feel suspect about these folks, to keep his head down, to avoid cross-contamination of his own faith. But he didn't. He didn't keep his head down. It says in Acts, when Barnabas arrived, he saw the grace of God in these people and was glad. Isn't that a beautiful sentence? Barnabas went to people utterly different than himself, and rather than being afraid and withdrawing, it says he saw the grace of God in them and was glad. Interestingly, the footnote in the Orthodox Study Bible says, even though Christ had commanded the apostles to preach the gospel universally, it took a while for this to be put into practice. Kind, generous Barnabas was among the first to actually do this, to bear the gospel universally, to go to outsiders. And then we find out Barnabas stayed there a whole year. Instead of backing off, instead of fearing their impurity, Barnabas sees the grace of God in them, and he moves right in. He moves in. And then it says the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. This sentence is not just a random historical reference. It's in there for a spiritual reason as well. It's in Antioch that any of the apostles finally branch out from only ministering to the Jews and to go to people unlike themselves. And this isn't just hit and run with Barnabas. This is not just preach and leave. This is getting to know them. This is living among them. This is learning to love them day in and day out, the actual people there with all their glories and all their flaws. Which, by the way, is the same thing that St. Herman did up in Alaska. Go to people very different from himself, see the grace of God in them, and instead of fearing contamination, he moves in. He moves in with them. He lives among them, loving them. That was St. Herman's M.O. And this is what Barnabas modeled back in first century Antioch. And he earned for the first time the title Christian. St. John Chrysostom notes that going among those different from themselves with the love and goodness of the gospel, St. John Chrysostom says, this was the first time anyone was worthy of the title Christian. In Jerusalem, they were disciples. When they opened their hearts to the different, they became Christians. In our gospel, we saw something rather similar. Jesus encounters a woman of Samaria at a well who had come to draw water. And history tells us that her name is Photini. Now, Photini was not your model citizen from the town of Sychar. First off, to the Jews, Photini was a foreigner, and a despised foreigner at that. The Jews and the Samaritans did not like each other, to put it lightly. And they had different religious practices. To the Jews, Photini was certainly a them. Next, Jesus deduces that Photini had been married and divorced 5 times and was currently living with a man that she wasn't even married to. Even in her hometown, among her own people, she'd have been seen as sketch. To the Jews, she was outright scandalous, someone to keep far away from, lest her sin pollute you. And at that point, the disciples still had that fallen, fearful attitude. When they show up after buying supplies, the 12 are befuddled as to why Jesus would be talking to the likes of her. They're thinking, does he even know who he's talking to? This is not kosher. But Jesus refutes that thought, because to Jesus, everyone has a purpose in God. Everyone is worthy of divine attentiveness. Everyone is worthy of genuine love. And I love that Jesus chose Photini to share the gospel with all Samaria. I mean, he could have chosen anyone from that city. He could have chosen anyone. He could have picked the most religious or the most pure, you know, the one who'd gotten the Citizen of the Year certificate last year. But he didn't. Jesus chose the woman that had been married and divorced 5 times, living with someone she's not married to. He chose the wounded, but the one with the golden heart. And even more amazing, Jesus sent her on a mission before she repented. Jesus gives first. Jesus loves first. Jesus empowers first. Photini proves that we don't receive God's love because we repent. We repent because we first receive God's love. It is the experience that I am lovable, that I am loved in this condition today. It is that experience that allows me to repent. In his epistle, the Apostle John says, we love because God first loves us. With Jesus, grace always comes before repentance. And if that's true of the Son of God, who is perfect, how much more true is that expected of Christ's followers who are off the mark ourselves? That we are called to show loving kindness before our neighbor repents. Now, St. Photini does straighten out her life in due time. But sometimes with humanity, as we know, repentance never comes. And yet still God loves. God loves, as Jeremiah says, with an everlasting love. As Jesus noted, God sends the same rain on the good and the bad. In other words, everyone gets the grace they need no matter where they are today. Which means for me, I am called to show my deepest loving kindness to my neighbor, not only before they repent, but even if they never do repent. My loving kindness is not dependent in Christ on somebody else's action. I love them not because of what they do or don't do, or what they believe or don't believe. I love them because they are, just because they are. That's all that matters. And what do I do then about the errors or sins that I perceive in them? Well, I'm not sure how much attention I should be paying to those in the first place, but any I do see, those perceived flaws should give me more reason to love. St. Barnabas is described throughout Acts as generous, encouraging, one who gives second chances, and in our passage today, full of the Holy Spirit, faithful, and all around good. He's someone most of us would have loved to know in person. And when Barnabas went to Antioch, a place full of those people, Barnabas saw the grace of God in them. And instead of fearing contamination, he moved in. He moved in and stayed a whole year and quite literally loved them back to life. And it was Barnabas' behavior in Antioch that allowed human beings to finally be worthy of the title Christian. Amen.